WNKU, that is new music from the Kooks. Just sitting here chatting with our friend Todd Snyder. Welcome back, man.
Man, great to see you again.
Good to see you. And it's always just a lot of fun when you come to town. It's just like an old friend.
Oh, thank you,
yeah,
man.
You always have the best stories. And I don't even know. You said you can do as many songs as you want. We might just have you here all afternoon.
All right.
Okay.
As long as I got to get down there by about 9, I think.
We can do that if Bob can stay. Do you want to just rip into one?
Sure. I'll do this. See if this harp is working. I'm going to do a song I made up a long time ago called Play a Train Song that is now on Robert Earl Keen's record.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking on black Cadillac, the engine's winding down. Park it up on the sidewalk, like he owned the whole damn town. I hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he would yell up at the band to play a train song and pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I am a runaway, a locomotive out of my one track mind, looking for any kind of trouble I can't find. I got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds, got this stash here in my pocket, got these thoughts in my own head. The right to run until I gotta walk, until I've gotta crawl. I got this moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. I play a train song, pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I am a runaway, a locomotive, I'm out of my one track mind. Vision blizzard light, we was looking around his place. We found him cold air on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, I could never weep. Before a man looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep, singing a train song, drinking one last round. Made him leave his boots on the day they laid him down. He was a runaway, a locomotive out of his one track mind. Play a train song, play a train song, play a train.
Todd Snyder on WNKU, one that's on the new Robert Earl Keen record that you've heard a bunch here on WNKU. And then he did, you did one of his songs, Corpus Christi Bay.
Yeah, I sure did.
Which we play a bunch on here. We it. Now, did he tell you he was going to record this, or he just recorded?
He did tell me. He had been playing it a little bit live, and I think maybe he did it because I had recorded his, and he wanted to return the favor. Him and I have become good friends over the years, and I really look up to him a lot.
He's a good dude, and I always heard that, because you know you've got a bit of a stalking history, stalking guys,
yeah.
Musicians,
yeah.
And I asked you this last time you were here, we were off the air, and I said, didn't you stalk Robert Earl Keen? And you said, no, it was Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah, Jerry Jeff, I did. Yes, I did. And found him, got him.
And live with, did you live on his couch for a while?
No, that's a guy named Keith Sykes. And
okay. Let's see,
but the ones I followed and stalked the most were Jerry Jeff and John Prine and Chris Christopherson and Billy Joe Shaver. And I ended up getting to be, like, I consider them guys I know now. Like, I don't think I'd call them if I was in jail, but I might call them if I was having a baby.
Well, then Eddie was in your band. Right?
Eddie Shaver. Yeah, he ended up in the band for a while, yeah.
So, yeah, you and the Billy, I know he did that. They did Billy's birthday party in Austin a few years ago. You're on that record.
I got to play on that, yeah. And we've made up some songs over the years that he's recorded.
Didn't you wait for Johnny Cash at Sun Studios?
I did. How'd you know that?
I don't know. I just hear stuff.
I was just telling somebody about that the other day. I was really young. I was in my early 20s, and I heard he was going to be there. And so I went down, I got somebody to drop me off down there, and I waited in the parking lot for him to come out. But before he came out, somebody came out and told me not to bug him when he was coming to his car. And then this guy came out and said, were you going to play him a song? And I said, that was my intention. And he said, well, why don't you come in and play one for us? And that guy's name was Skip McQuinn. That's why I was talking about him the other day, because he just passed away. But he let me in, and I sang a song for... Chip's Moment, and that kind of got me started. I'm through those guys. I started meeting people around Memphis, and they took me in and let me hang out there after that.
How long
but
did
I didn't
you
meet Johnny Cash though?
You never got to meet him.
No, because that was it. He was back up to Nashville from there.
Because you were kind of born and raised in Oregon.
Yeah,
but Dad was a contractor.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you guys moved all over.
Yeah, my dad, Portland, all the Texas places: Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Memphis, and then Biloxi was where he was in the process of moving when he got sick. But yeah, carpenter, you know, like people who build neighborhoods, you know, mm-hmm. That's why I come from that. That was my dad would oversee that.
So like the song Looking for a Job, I know that you kind of pulled from that.
That was based on some arguments I heard my dad get into when I was young during Boomtown times. I don't know anymore how applicable that song is. But right. Even still today, I think sometimes the worker... You don't have to allow yourself to be belittled. In the song, my dad's kind of not the hero at all. He's the one getting told, you know, you need
take
me
this job
tonight.
And shove it.
Yeah, right. It's a take this job right. And shove it song. Thank you.
Yeah, sure, sure.
First day with the new tongue.
No, man, you passed the audition. We're in the studio with Todd Snyder, and check him out tonight at Southgate House. We were talking about this girl, Ashley Flynn, who's opening the show. We just got her CD this week. Really good stuff. What's the story on Ashley?
She's an Oregon girl. I met her 2 or 3 years ago. I can't even remember how. I think she just opened for us randomly one time, like just by fate, and then we enjoyed her show and her company, and so now she does lots of shows with us.
That's
and
cool.
She was on the show last night and tomorrow night too.
And then we were talking about Elizabeth Cook off the air, your Elmo Buzz alter ego.
Yeah, she's my sister.
Alter ego thing.
She lives right around the corner from me, and we have a band together. And her, I've known her husband for almost 20 years. I was 20 years ago, I was a runner on a John Prine session, and Tim Carroll, her husband, had a song cut on there, and so I picked him up at the airport.
Cool.
And those two... those two are doing really great right now. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, that's good. It always pays to be nice to people, doesn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I haven't tried it.
We got Todd Snyder in the studio, and you want to do another one? I guess I should talk about the latest record, Live, The Storyteller.
Yeah.
Which is fun. We can't hardly play any of it.
Yeah,
but
there's nothing that you can put on the radio.
Just like Near Truce and Hotel Rooms. I have played some of that. I had to cut it all out, but man, it's really fun stuff.
Well, they give me free liquor before I play, as a general rule.
Right.
I get a bottle of wine, and then so the shows tend to be blue But yeah, they're fun. I don't. Live records are, you don't even really have to be part of them if you're the singer, because you just do the show, and then, you know, I don't really know how to do the engineering and stuff. So and Elvis, my buddy, and Brian, who are here with me now, they're the ones that helped me pick. You know, that night you were good. That night, you know,
kind of suck.
Yeah, right. they really put it together more than me. I heard it a couple of times. I went, okay. It's hard to listen to the shows back.
I bet.
Yeah.
And while we're on the whole free liquor thing, do you want to tell the Bill Elliott story that's on here?
He took my free liquor, knows it, and he owes me. No, I could tell you real quick. I was playing in,
Chattanooga.
No, I was playing in Chattanooga, that's mm-hmm. right. And we were playing outside, and through the monitor system, the sound guy asked me in a way that the crowd couldn't hear if I was a NASCAR fan. And I, like, in between verses, nodded. And then he asked me if I wanted to meet Bill Elliott. And so I nodded again. You know, the crowd couldn't tell this was happening. It was just something that went on in the middle of a song. And I knew that he was my brother's hero, my brother's favorite NASCAR guy. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but my brother was. And I thought, well, I'd like to meet him. And so after the show, we're sitting back there where they give us all our free stuff, like the free celery and a towel and liquor. And here he comes up the stairs with the sound man. Doesn't even acknowledge us, goes right for our free food and liquor, makes himself the biggest whiskey drink, and eats this ranch dip like no one's ever given him any before. And I'm thinking, all these guys really do is go like 200 miles an hour and turn left.
Right.
I could probably do that. And wouldn't you think we could? That can't be that hard. But I give him a guitar to sign. And rather than sign it, like, say, you know, you ever see Willie Nelson's guitar, mm-hmm. you think that they do, like, something tasteful.
Right.
He writes it huge, like a contest guitar or something, right. So I can't use it anymore. And I'm thinking, that now I'm starting to think, you know, it's my brother's hero, but I can't stand this guy, you know. And
right.
He was a tool, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then we call my brother. He's very insulting. He thinks it's funny, cruder than me. And I don't know how to shake him, but it's my brother's hero. And then the thing that turned him from my brother's hero into my hero was, in an effort to get rid of him, me and Will Kimbrough, who you and I were talking about off air, decided mm-hmm. we would take him and get him a drink at the bar across the street. And when we got to the bar across the street, he got up to go to the bathroom, and the bartender told us that he wasn't Bill Elliott and that he did this to people all the time.
And that's what you say. That's what you say on the record. He's your hero.
On the record, that's what it turns out. He's my hero. I like a guy. I don't care about driving fast and turning left, but talking your way into something, you know, I like a grifter.
He totally crashed the backstage party, man.
Yeah. Yes, he did very successfully.
It's great. And you said you're going to the studio Monday and Tuesday with Will Kimbrough.
Yeah, I'm going to go try some new songs I've been working on.
Is this for an upcoming like studio thing? Or are you not sure?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. I think I'm late. But yeah, I think there's supposed to be a record in like the new year, like March maybe is what I heard the last time I went into town.
Cool.
But I've got to make up two more songs for sure. So if anybody's out there got a cool idea for a song, what's the number here? Great title, any of that. I'll give you credit.
The whole
and
thing.
A 12-pack and the pay and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. It is Todd Snyder on WNKU. You want to go into another one here? Playing tonight, Southgate House.
Yeah, here's that one we were talking about earlier. This is a conversation, or this is from the point of view of a drywall guy talking to the foreman, and goes like this. You can't talk to me like that, boss. I don't care who you are. If you don't wanna have to hang your own drywall, don't push me too far. Boomtown work ain't that hard to come by. Boomtown workers are. You might be the one running the show, but that doesn't mean you're in charge. I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for a job when I met you.
sharing a room with two guys over at the motel six bars. Sending every dime I make here home to my ex-wife. I just did 2 years and 28 days with a little better aim. I'd been in there for my life, so you see, broke won't take me that much getting used to, and neither will a barbed wire jailhouse wall. Watch what you say to someone with nothing. It's almost like having it all. I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need the work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for a job when I met you. Looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure.
Todd Snyder on WNKU with his Ale 8. You brought your own Ale 8 in. That's a big Kentucky thing. You really like that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a ginger ale man.
Uh-huh.
On the plane, that's what I might usually what I go for. And then this isn't, you know, you don't get this everywhere.
You always have the best on-the-road stories. You told us the Slash story last time. And so what's happened to you lately that might be fun and entertaining?
Boy, let me think.
You have a lot of things that happen to you that are fun and entertaining, it seems like.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to think off the cuff the last time something.
Because there's plenty on this new record.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I'm trying to think of just in the last couple months if anything fun happened. Well, there was the time, you know, just after the 4th of July, I thought that I was take incense on the road and got some incense and sparklers mixed up. And that that cleared a hotel. And so I had to stand in the parking lot. It's a longer story than I could probably tell, like, but let's see, that could probably be a good story someday. Let's see, I can't think of anything.
Did the police get involved in that one, or the fire department?
I didn't get in any trouble.
Okay.
Or I didn't get caught, should I say. I'm trying to think though. No, you know, like, I guess I've been on the vacation for like the last month. I've been down at the beach sitting around.
What beach?
I stole a surfing trophy.
Did you really?
Which technically means I won a surfing tournament. I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it.
You can
it.
Tell the story.
I talked the guy out of it.
Okay.
He, you know, he knows where it is.
Okay.
Was it Jack Johnson?
Was it Jack Johnson? That's a good question.
No.
He's the surfer, you know. Surfer songwriter.
Yeah, he is, isn't mm-hmm. he? He is.
You know, we ask a lot of people. We get a lot of people in here on his label. Have you ever surfed with Jack Johnson?
No.
Okay, you're like the first.
Really?
Yeah, Mason Jennings was in last week and told us, oh, yeah, I surfed in Myrtle Beach with him.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how to surf.
Okay.
I wouldn't know. I tried it once, and have you ever tried it?
A little bit, yeah, but it's tough.
I got pinned to the ground. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I like sitting around watching people do it.
Right.
And going to the after party.
Right. Yeah, that's always fun. Todd Snyder in the studio with us, and so working on a new studio record, and you're thinking maybe March. Maybe.
Yeah, you never know with stuff like that. But hopefully. And then there's also I've been cutting Jerry Jeff Walker songs,
mm-hmm.
With the idea of making a tribute to him mm-hmm. someday. That would be, and so. I think that the new record is supposed to come out first, and then maybe the Jerry Jeff thing.
You're thinking of doing all Jerry Jeff tunes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been doing it for, I already did one session of him, and there's another thing October 16th. And he turned 70 in March, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Guy Clark just turned 70.
Did
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Well, so, I love him. Does he come down here?
Have not had Guy in.
Yeah.
And, John Hyatt was just talking about
yeah,
it. How he slowed down a bit. But he has a great new live record out, recorded down at the Bell Court in your neighborhood
yeah.
there in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Or in your town, anyway.
He's got Doug Lancio, who lives right near me in his band. I hope those guys are in town. I may try to find them tonight.
Well, there you go. Todd Snyder in the studio with us, and you want to do one more here?
Yeah, let's see. Man, thanks for having me in.
Well, thanks.
It's good to see you.
It's always good to see you, Todd Snyder, and playing tonight, Ashley Flynn opens the show at Southgate House. I guess toddsnyder.com is the best place to check you out. Is that right?
No.
Or is that
I think
a stalker website?
One. No.
Okay.
We're the net.
You're the net. Todd
yeah.
Snyder.
And then the dot com is, I don't know. I think that might be something else. It's a porn site, I think, that from before when before I was doing music. No, let's see, what's something I could do? Here's an old song I made up a long time ago that I always like to play. The loud of place, the loud of tone, so lost in space, racing that moan, climbing the wall of a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain, all I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. Said I had to get a permit, a bunch of tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You won't fries with that. I got nothing to lose. There's nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in that passing lane. Can't complain. Was talking with my girlfriend, told her I was stressed. Said I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, wishing we could pierce. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose. Ain't nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. Now I've got a brand new dance. Need one more shot. Just waiting on the last chance. You know it won't get caught. Wanna make my last stand, and this time I can't be bought. Then again on the other hand, how much have you gone? Got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't go. Loud of place, the loud of tune, so lost in space, racing that moon, climbing the wall of a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain.
Todd Snyder on WNKU at 89.7, 104.1, and 105.9. Thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me in.
Well,
and Cincinnati, thank you for having me to town all the time. I love it when I get to come.
Well, that's
and
cool.
And Covington, too.
And Covington. And now we're into Charleston, West Virginia, and Dayton.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Man, we're all over the place now. I was going to take us out with Will Kimbrough's Godsend, which I know you recorded this
yeah.
song. That goes back a few years.
A long time.
Do you just remember why? I mean, you just think, oh, that's a cool song. I'm going to record that.
Yeah. He had just made that tape right there, and we were listening to it in the van.
Oh, the actual tape is on his on the cover
and we
here.
Were riding around in the van listening to that summer. And Yeah, there's something. I knew I needed to do one of them, and that felt like the one for some reason.
I think that is the one. You know?
Yeah.
And you guys kind of have different versions of it, which is always fun, too.
Yeah.
You know, a little different tempo and all that. So, but yeah, tell Will we said hi. I know you're recording with him next week.
Yeah,
so.
You got it. We will.
Todd Snyder catching with Ashley Flynn tonight at Southgate House, Newport, Kentucky, and check him out at toddsnyder.net. This is his old friend Will Kimbrough on WNKU.
Trailer door. Drink one more.